Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace. Go in the Holy Spirit's power. Sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Dave. We're so blessed that you're listening on this Easter weekend. Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. From Hosanna to Hallelujah, we have just experienced the week of all weeks. Glory to God. The stone was rolled away. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Amen. On Good Friday, we reflected on the last seven statements of Christ at our church. Some scholars tell us that these are Jesus' last words. We know that the last words of a dying person are especially important. I have sat at the deathbed of many, many people and heard some of their last words. What a powerful moment. What a moment of grace. Let's just review, if you weren't able to be with us on Good Friday. From the cross, we hear Jesus' last words before he dies in Luke 23:33-34, Father, forgive them. In Luke 23:39-43, today you'll be with me in paradise. In John chapter 19:25-27, behold thy son, behold thy mother. In Matthew 27:46, my God, why have you forsaken me? In John 19:28, I thirst. In John 19:30, it is finished. And in Luke 23:46, into your hands I commit my spirit. Those were some of the last words that Jesus spoke from the cross before he died. Have you ever thought about the first words or statements that Jesus spoke after his resurrection? The seven statements of Jesus after his resurrection are found in the Gospel of John. Let's review them real quick. In the Gospel of John, we find these words in John chapter 20, verse 15. He's talking to Mary Magdalene, and he says, Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it are you looking for? In John 20, verse 16, he says one word, Mary. And in John 20, 17, Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. A few verses later, we read, On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. John chapter 20, verse 19. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. John 20, 21-23. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas said, was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your fingers here. See my hands? Reach out your hands and put them into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Then Jesus told them, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. This was all from the Gospel of John. Now we're going to the Gospel of Matthew. And in the Gospel of Matthew, we are told that Jesus spoke these words to the women on Sunday morning. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There you will see me. Matthew 28:9-10. I wonder what the women at the tomb thought on that early Sunday morning. To the Jewish people, Saturday was their Sabbath, the time when the world stopped and they worshiped God and rested. Sunday was their first day of the week, otherwise our Monday. The women got up before dawn, walked to the tomb carrying spices for proper burial tradition. What were they expecting to find? What did they find? They saw the stone rolled away from the tomb, and they saw an angel standing at the tomb. The tomb was empty. I wonder, Again, I wonder a lot. I wonder what they were expecting to find. I wonder what they thought and felt upon seeing and hearing an angel speak to them. And add to that, one very empty tomb. Oh, I always say, put yourself in the story and put the story in you. Put yourself into the story. Someone we love has died. We go to their grave and see and hear an angel. Well, on this Holy Week events that I just went through real quick, there are 14 sections of Scripture that are listed for Easter. There are 14 sections. We are able to put ourselves in that story. And as I read and pretend, you are the person that was there. When Jesus meets Mary Magdalene, he says, "Woman, Mary, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? Do not hold on to me, for I have yet not returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I'm returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Jesus spoke these words to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, "Greetings, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There you will see me." Jesus spoke to these words to the disciples hiding in the upper room, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus spoke to Thomas a week later. Evidently, Thomas missed Jesus the first time. He had appeared, the first time he appeared, from John 20, verses 24 and 26. But Thomas, who was called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came, so the other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas replied, "Unless I see his hands and the marks made by his nails and put my hand in the side, I will never believe." Wouldn't you know it, 8 days later, Jesus appeared through those locked doors again for the second time. Are you there? Are you in the upper room? Are you, by chance, Thomas? Are you in this story? Peace be with you. Wait, wait, wait for it. Jesus said, "Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I wish we had the time to look at all of these statements. As of Easter Sunday 2021, we've spent over a year looking at different messages. I meant to say from 2024, we have had a lot of things going on. Maybe a good so what question for this Easter Sunday would be, if you were to meet Jesus on this day of his resurrection, what would you want him to say to you? Let me say that and say it slowly. If you were to meet Jesus on the day of his resurrection, what would you want Jesus to say to you? Let us turn to God's word. We're going to read the Gospel of John and hear some of the first words of Jesus. Before we do, let us come to the throne of grace in a moment of prayer. Lord God of all peace, you have come to bring us peace. We pray today that our hearts and our minds would be open to hear your words of peace. Amen. Grab your Bible. We're going to be in John 20, 19 to 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand on his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. I want you to know this. Jesus comes to us where we are. The first point of this message is that no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you have run, no matter how weak your faith is, no matter how strong you think you are, no matter how sad you are, no matter how afraid you are, no matter if you are, well, hiding behind locked doors, Jesus will come to where you are. How do I know this? It is right here in John chapter 20. Jesus found Mary Magdalene at the tomb. Mary saw the stone had been rolled away. Mary saw the tomb was empty. Mary saw two angels. Mary was crying because she could not find Jesus. Put yourself in the story. Aren't we all a little bit like Mary Magdalene? We know that the stone has been rolled away. We know the tomb is empty. We just cannot find Jesus in the midst of our tears and fears and all of the years. We have shed a lot of tears over this last year, over the the wars and rumors of wars and the economic struggles. No one has escaped from this event. It has all affected us. We have been surrounded by pandemics or fear of pandemics. Some of us have been paralyzed by fears that have covered us over and over and over. As we enter into this Easter story, we find that Jesus is risen, and he speaks peace to our fears and peace to our tears. Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, "Do not be afraid. Why are you crying? Peace be with you." If you do not get anything else out of today's message, hear this. Jesus meets us in our tears. Jesus meets us in our fears. Jesus will come to us wherever we are. You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen. We want you to know that Jesus is risen. We want you to know the love of God and grow in the grace of Jesus Christ and go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. If you have prayer concerns, go to our website. Type in our www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon, and our prayer team will pray for you. Listen, Jesus meets us in our tears. Jesus meets us in our fears. Jesus will come to us wherever we are. When Michelangelo visited several great art galleries in European cities, he was deeply impressed by the ponderance of paintings depicting Christ hanging on the cross. He asked, "Why are art galleries filled with so many pictures of Christ upon the cross, Christ dying? Why do artists concentrate upon the passing episode as if they were the last word in the final scene? Christ dying on the cross lasted for only a few hours, but to the end of unending eternity, Christ is alive. Christ rules and reigns and triumphs. It is Easter weekend, and the story has been told very clearly to Mary Magdalene. Jesus came to her right where she was. Jesus met Mary Magdalene in her tears. Jesus met Mary Magdalene in her fears. Think of the disciples who had gathered in the upper room. They had been in hiding since the night of Jesus' arrest. They are living in fear of the Jews, it says. Mary Magdalene is back from the empty tomb and is telling them that she has seen Jesus and has spoken to Jesus. Jesus knew her. Jesus called her by name. Jesus spoke to her. Peter and John went running to the tomb. They have seen the stone rolled away. They have seen Jesus' grave clothes, but they had not seen Jesus. Peter and John told everyone in the upper room that the tomb was empty, just like the women had told them. Well, that's just a whole nother story. Yet, despite the fact that three people had seen the empty tomb, the disciples are still locked away in fear, hiding. And then Jesus shows up, stands among them, and he says, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit." How many of us are locked away in a room of doubt or despair or depression or distress or disappointment or maybe hesitation and uncertainty, fear and anxiety, failure, well, and maybe even sin? Wow. The good news here is that Jesus will show up in the middle of all that we're going through. Jesus showed up in the middle of Mary's tears. Jesus showed up in the middle of the disciples' fears. I promise you, Jesus will show up where you are. No matter where you are, Jesus will show up. Jesus comes to us right where we are. And what does he do? Well, before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus spoke words of peace to his disciples in that same upper room. It's Thursday night of Holy Week. We just celebrated that a few nights ago with a Maundy-Thursday communion service. Here's a small portion of what Jesus said in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus now shows up on Sunday in the middle of the upper room after being crucified, dead, and buried. What in the world? Are you in this story? What does Jesus say at this very powerful point in time? Peace be with you. It is a Hebrew greeting, Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. Jesus has come to bring peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, recorded in Isaiah 9:6. Listen, this is tremendously important. Jesus says, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Not once, but three times. Ooh, let's catch our breath. Jesus says, peace be with you three times. Wouldn't you want to have been there in that upper room? Their Prince of Peace has returned from the dead. Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. We too can have this peace. Can you imagine the peace of God right now? Can you put yourself in the upper room and there stands the Prince of Peace? This is exactly what the resurrection of Christ means, peace. No matter what, Jesus speaks peace to us when we need it the most. Where do you need Jesus to speak peace in your life today? I know that I need peace that only Jesus can give. My life has been turned totally upside down over the past few years with deaths of family members and battling this lead poisoning. And I want him to say to me, Dave, peace be with you. Among the students at a college was a young man on crutches. Although not a handsome man, he had a talent for friendliness and optimism, and he earned many scholastic honors as well as the respect of his classmates. One day, a new student asked him what had caused him to become so badly crippled. And his answer was, infantile paralysis, replied the friendly young man. With a misfortune like that, explained the other fellow, how can you face the world so confidently and so happy? Oh, the young boy replied, he was a polio victim, that's what it is. The disease never touched my heart. Let me say that again. This young polio victim said, this disease never touched my heart. First point, listen, Jesus comes to us where we are. Second point, Jesus speaks peace to us. Jesus speaks those words of peace to our hearts, words that bring us peace with God, the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. I'm a believer that when you need Jesus the most, he will show up and speak those resurrection words to you and to me. Jesus speaks peace to us when we need it the most. It's an uncanny peace that, well, it pervades every circumstance and situation. And the final point today, Jesus opens our eyes so that we can see and believe. Thomas was not with the disciples that first night that Jesus appeared. All the disciples had told him they had seen the risen Christ. Are you in that story? Everyone but you has seen the miracle. John 20:25 says, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where his nails are and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. I think we're all like Thomas. I want to see Jesus before we believe. When France and England were at war, once a French vessel had gone off on a long whaling voyage. When they came back, the crew were short of water, and being near an English port, they wanted to get water, but they were afraid that they would be taken prisoners if they went into the port. Some people on the port saw their signal of distress and sent word that they need not be afraid. The war was over and peace had been declared. But they could not make those sailors believe it, and they did not dare go into the port, although they were out of water. At last, they made up their minds that they were better off going in and surrendering their cargo and their lives to their enemies rather than perish at sea without water. And when they got in, they found out that what had been told them was true. The peace had been declared. There's a great many people who do not believe the good news, the glad tidings that peace has been made by Jesus Christ between God and man. But it is true. You can get off that ship that holds you hostage. Wow, lucky for Thomas, Jesus showed up a second time. Jesus says, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. The holes in Jesus' hands and feet and the scar from the spear in the side are the marks of peace. Look, Thomas put his fingers there. Thomas put his hands in his side. I have made peace between you and God, Jesus says. I love the story of Thomas. It's so much like me. It's so much like us. So point three here, stop doubting and believe. So what? It's almost Easter morning. The tomb is empty. Jesus has risen from the dead. Point one from this story, we've learned that Jesus will meet us where we are. He met Mary Magdalene in the garden. He met the disciples in the upper room the night of the resurrection. He let Thomas spout off his disappointment, and then he showed up a second time, just for Thomas to put his fingers in his hands and side. Jesus met my wife and I on our journey this past year as we lost our so many family members. We lost her mom, my brother, my dad, two really very close friends. We've taken her father into our house who struggles with Alzheimer's, and he passed away. Jesus has met us, and Jesus will meet you wherever you are. Point two, here's what I think. When a man comes back from the dead, pay attention to what he has to say. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. When we confess with our mouth that Jesus is God's Son, we are sealed with the marvelous gift of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is listed in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, and faith. Jesus meets us wherever we are. Jesus brings peace wherever we are. Point three, Jesus opens our eyes so that we can see and believe. Easter morning, the tomb is empty. The real story, as Michelangelo says, is not found in the crucifixion. The real story is found right here. He is not here. He has risen from the dead. Just as he said, it is not just good news, it's great news. Matter of fact, it's the greatest story ever told. Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again. The story doesn't end here. This is just the beginning, really. The rest of the story is about the amazing things that Jesus does when we believe. Listen to the end of our scripture in John 20, 30-31. Put yourself in the story. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these things are all written down that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Peace be with you. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks for this Easter season. We give thanks for Holy Week. We give thanks for the new commandment to love one another. We give thanks for peace. Be with you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always go in peace and love the Lord. God loves you, and so do I. Happy Easter.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers, growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week, and remember, God loves you. and so do we.